Okay, middle of the page. You can use bread, rice bread, or dochen as millet bread. That rice bread, yes, millet bread, no. You can make a bread out of lentils, grind it up, make a paste and make a bread out of it. And you can use that. Any. Is that so? Vahida Havoy Bishnei de Mar Shmuel. Tony made this Adoshim bread in the times of Shmuel. Vashade le Kalbe. He gave it to his dog, Willy Ochlan, and even the dog wouldn't eat it. So not only was it Michael Odom, even the dog wouldn't eat it. So how can you say you'll be my Arab with it? More answers. Ahida Sharminim Havoy. That was Pasadoshim. Rav is right, it works. And you would have given it to your dog would have lapped it up. Problem over here was, it was a combination of many different minim, and the result is, even the dog wouldn't eat. Okay? So Rashi brings, that we're going to be a pasuk in Yecheskel, at the Bereshim, to show the different Nevi'im would do different actions. As a symbol to represent a nevuah. So the nevuah over here was that he was going to be eating this inedible bread as a sign that the Kleisel has dropped down very low and that Tsaros are going to come, and the Kleisel has dropped down to be in a state of like a behemoth. Or less than a behemoth. Because the pasuk says he's going to eat this bread made out of all the different things. And the pasuk says, "Lechem aloshem lo yisechel." You're not going to eat bread of that a man would eat. So what he was eating was not Michael. No, wasn't really edible. What did he eat? Take wheat, besar, barley, upul, beans, vadoshim, lentils, bedechen, millet, bekusmin, spelt. So he makes this bread out of all these different things. You can buy it on the market. It's called Ezekiel bread. They say it's very healthy. And because Ezekiel ate it, and it's lechem anoshim lo yisechel. That's not lechem for the human beings to eat. So that was. It's available. You can go. Yeah. So they didn't learn the pasuk weiter. That's what the caliph turned up its nose on. But regular pasuk doshim is edible. The pop amar. Well, I don't know what you mean, a mixture of this mixture over here of all these different things which really weren't compatible, so the result is just not edible.
It's like a chunk of bread, but any of these individual minim, are they okay? I mean, we can talk about all of them, but
yeah, any one of the five species is acceptable. So chitim, asardim, or kusmin are acceptable. Adoshim, Rav says, is edible. Deichel, the more was discussed before by Deichel. We had two opinions by Deichel. Pool, we'll assume is not. Rapop Omar, ahi sluya b'tzayas ha'odam havoy. The pasuk Yecheskel, the Bereshim gave him the command when he baked it, he used soyas odom. It's just in order to make it that much more disgusting what he was eating, the sign he was eating for the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. He had to cook it, he had to bake it on soyas odom. So we're also, that was not edible. They say, v'hi b'glolei tzeyas odom ta'ageno ta'ugeno le'neim. You would bake it in front of their eyes, in Klal Yisrael's eyes, on the soyas odom. Okay, now the pasuk starts off, my v'ugas sarim the Torah Aleinu, so it said before that it was had other things in it besides Sa'arim. So why is it referred to as Uga Sa'arim, which is the beginning of the Pasuk? Being the Pasuk, Mehibet Sa'gol, I'd say I saw them to again, was this Uga Sa'arim Torah Aleinu. So the Morris says, what does it mean? It was had other things in it besides. So Morris says, what does it mean? Amr Chisel Lashurim, even that which he ate, he had to eat it Lashurim, he had to eat it in very, very measured amounts. Okay. Rapapa Amar, Arevosa Karevis Sarim Mulla Karevis Chitim. That when you make a bread out of Chitim, you shape it nicely. So there's a nice shape to the loaf, etc. When you make a bread out of Sarim, you just basically lump it, you know, let it lump together and make it so it looks. It looked disgusting. It was made out of things which are disgusting, and it was baked in a way which is disgusting, and that's what Yecheskel had to eat.
Disgusting. Wow. Yeah. Disgusting and was baked.
Yeah. Right. Zakrashi, the Shar Mini Hava, Minim Harba Hoyim Urabin Bo. There are many different items mixed in it. The He Vadi La Pasi, that's not Pasi. See, Gav Yecheskel, but Tokach Vachach Chitim, it brings the Pasi, Gav Chitim, Sarim, etc. You're not going to eat the bread of man. So I'm alive lechem. Well, this is not lechem, and for our purposes, this is not lechem.
I think there was an article in one of the Kashrus papers about whether you make a motzi or Ezekiel bread.
Right, so you shouldn't.
That's what it sounds like. But
I mean, it could be at the end of the day, the bread, what they're using is a more refined version of these different items.
Yeah. Do you know offhand what the halacha is by Ezekiel bread?
Somebody asked him one time, and I said, you know, I'm not convinced that the bracha is a motzi, but the pasha should be a dhamma. But, you know, it's either going to be a mezonos or a dhamma. Really, the one which I saw, the person showed me, it wasn't flour. It wasn't even made out of flour. It was cracked wheat and stuff like that. So it wasn't made out of flour. So it's going to be a domo.
It was cracked wheat, but still, the bottom line, it was a grain.
Well, if you take wheat and you just cook kernels of wheat, the bracha is a domo. If you make it into flour and then you make it into either a mezonos or a bread, then it's a mezonos or a hamotzi. It's just wheat is something that grows out of the ground, so it's prepared adoma. So the question is more common with oats. Right? So if you take oats and you bake them, so if you cook them together, because the nature is that they have a certain amount of their glutinous, so they combine together and become like a mass. So that's what makes them to mezonos or a motzi.
But back to the crack wheat, that's, you make a bread out of that. So
depends how you do it. You know, if it'll mass together and become a mass, then it's gonna be a motzi. If it doesn't, it won't. I think the correct bracha on granola is break the adamo. Because granola doesn't have any water in it, they take it. It's basically baking it with honey, right? So it doesn't. It remains distinct pieces. It doesn't really mass together. So it's not like making oat milk, which becomes a mezonos.
It doesn't mass together because it'll crumble easily.
No, it just doesn't mass together. When you make oatmeal, the gluten which is in the oats combines together, and you get a mass. It becomes like a mass. And so that's what say something in mezonos instead of hadom. Over here, it's, if I take seven pieces of oats and I bake them on a pan and I put them together and eat them one time, it's still hadom. They're pieces of oats. They're kernels of oats. Rabbi Heinemann halted them in mezonos. Just for the record. Uga sa'arim techalena omer of kista hay sa'arim lav davka can't mean just eating barley. The hashar minim tuva habibo. There are many other types in there. Amida sha'arim techalena means you measure the mishkol derech ra'oven below the sabi. A person has very limited resources. He eat very minimal amounts. He weigh out a minimal amount and eat it, and you end up never being full. Arivasa Karivas Sarim. Now the Girsa actually is suggested over here. Brings from the Yavits change the Girsa to Arichas Karichas Sarim. Meguna Velo Yafik Tikun Arichas Chitim. You make a nice shaped loaf when you make chitim. When you make sardim, you don't do that. Okay, that's the mission. Let's know the more the chedvani. Tikkun ha'uga agula v'noy. You take the uga, the cake that you're making, the loaf that you're making. You make it round and nice. No, it's another more the chedvani will enact them. So the person has this great idea. He said, listen, instead of me having to contribute every week, so every week I give the fellow money up front, and when they come to him to get the items they're going to use for the Erev, so everybody can contribute money, they can buy it together. He says, so I'm going to give the fellow money, and when they come, they're gonna ask to get it from him, so he'll sell them my portion also as part of it. Okay, so Relesa says it works. Chama says it doesn't work because money is not kind of. So he's coming to the fellow and asking to get ownership in the item through giving money, which doesn't work. What's kind of shmashicha hagbo, etc. is kind of. So if everybody gathers money and they send a person to go to the store to buy for them, when he does the ma'aseh kinyan, he does the ma'aseh kinyan for everybody in the chatzar. Whoever gave him money, he's being kind of as a shteich of those people. But the kinyan is the hagbo. But this fellow didn't give money to the sheikh; he gave money to the meicher. Then when the meicher sells it to them, when he's selling them a portion for them, and some of it belongs to me already, so it's mine. Well, what made it yours? You didn't do a kinyan. All you did was get money. So Chama says it doesn't work. Rashi says it works. So Rashi says even if they since the chedmoni believes he's getting paid for this, so he has no dasi mizaket that vizayichet for Pliny through Hagbo. He thinks Pliny ready was kind of with kesef.
No, I'm saying the
Kona. The Kona can be Zaycha for whoever he wants.
Yeah, you see, even Mizaka, in other words.
But the problem is, he didn't speak to the Kona. Elamai, he spoke to the Mizaka, that the Mizaka should have in mind that he's giving it over, that this person should be Kona for plenty also. He doesn't have that das. The person who's doing it Bechinim before, he does it Bechinim. The person who paid him, he believes that he doesn't have to do that. So you're worse off by giving him the money up front than not. Okay. Umoidim b'shar kol adam shezach ol ma'aseh. Then a case where it's not a chenvani, the case is where he gave money to the balabayis. So he says, here, take this money and go be kinder for me in the chelik and the eruv. So over here, what he meant to do was he made him a shliach to be ma'ara for me, and we'll see. That works. He just said, "Go make an error for me." He wasn't asking him to be kinder for him. So this only works where the person has das for it. So he never asked him to be his shliach to do it. Omer Bihuda b'metam remordim be'ruvei tchumen. That issue that you need das is not true by ruvei chetzeris. Ruvei chetzeris is only benefits. It's obviously beneficial. This is zachon l'mishal b'fonu. Ruvei tchumen, whereby giving him you give him a ruvei tchumen here, you lose somewhere else. So over there, you need his input. So what does he have to lose? I mean, this is the chatzah which he opens into. Either he cannot carry there if he doesn't contribute, or he could carry there if he does contribute. So what is it? He only stands the gain. He says, well, I'm giving up my rights to a different chatzar. Yeah. What other chatzar is there? Now, in a case where his house opens to two chatzars and a chanami, so then you'd have to know. You can't do it, Shlomo, but in a case where it just opens to one chatzar, it's like, what's the downside? The fish is zachon l'adam shlomo fonov, v'ein chavon l'adam shlomo fonov. Zach Rashi. You have Chemani lives in this Mavi and he sells wine. But then after Mercha Kikris, person who sells loaves, Dorima Bechatzah lives in the Chatzah. She is Golai Be'erev, Im Chaverev. They teach him, they make Shemizaka for him a portion in the Erev together with everybody else. Im Yavayo B'nei Amavi, Lakachas Mimcha Kikr Le'erev. If the B'nai Mavi come to buy the loaf of bread for the Erev from you, a yayin l'shitav, or the wine for the shituv, yehali chelik boy, I want to be part of it also. So Shabbat says it works. The Chama says, l'zachol ha-moisev. Shemol's kona z'ad she'im shuch. Money is not kona. You need to do a ma'isev kinyan, m'shicha, ha'gboa. And therefore, he doesn't own anything. But fill Erev, Hechevani Azeh, the Cholach Erev, you know, the Chevani decided to be a nice guy and he laid out the loaf himself, or the wine himself. So the Chevani takes this barrel of wine and he says to all the members, one of the members of the Chatzah, be kind of in this barrel of wine for everybody in the Mavi, and now everybody joins. Everybody will be in it but this guy. Because he gave money. He had no intention to do it for free. He intended, but he owns already because he paid money. So for him, it works with the money. But that's not true. The kim and the most in the kind. So some daite the high. So Rashi says a kinech that. See, he's giving money, believing his money is kind of. But the Maisa money is not kind of. So the Lekeach believes that he's getting something for his money, which he isn't. So there's end up that there's no Gemar Das to be kind of with the money, and so now when the fellow does it for him as a mountain of schinim, quote unquote, but thinking for the money, so giving it to Pliny to be zocher him for the based on his money when the person no longer is Gemar Das because he says he doesn't rely on that his money was kind of. So he ends up with, even if he's ma'arav to him now with Das, see, somebody should be Zaycha, the fellow wasn't Gemar Das anymore, wasn't Samach Das. Okay. I guess we'll stop.